The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi. All right, so we got a lot to do today. Kenny, David, how's your day off? Don't care. I didn't have one. So let's get to it, shall we? I waited all day yesterday because Rico and I did 4 hours of Lion's Pleasure. Take a black light to this studio after yesterday, I'll tell you. Like MTV's Room Raiders. So look, let's just get into it.
Waiting all day for Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, because now this is something that is thought-provoking. I get to bring to you the latest from the Detroit Free Press and the angelic hair of Evan Petzold. Detroit Tigers expected to be patient in the offseason. But Scooble, clock is ticking. Well, what does it mean? Scott Harris was gracious enough to meet with reporters at the GM meetings. So let me read you words. Let me transcribe these for you, if I may. So Scott Harris received the same three questions about the payroll for the 25 season during his hour-long session with reporters. And, quote, ah, yes, the payroll question, Harris said. Yeah, well, when your payroll's like $80 million below league average, you're going to keep hearing it, Scott. Time and again, Harris has told everyone what to expect. The Tigers won't commit to a specific threshold, but the team will be improved with upgrades from free agent and trade markets. All right, well, that sounds fun. We're going to just try to get better. Whose current payroll is $80 million. That's projected $80 million, one of MLB's lowest. Mm-hmm. And it is $90 million south of league average. So just for fun, I want to be careful. I just want to make sure we don't hurt anybody's feelings. I want to make sure I'm clear. Your payroll is smaller than the gap between you and being average. The totality. 80 versus 90. And a projected 170 to be league average. Okay? Now, when we really look at this, $25 million of your 80 is manure. It's the dead body of Javi Baez. Okay?
Wow.
So, the world I live in, because I'm a bleep hole, is I look at it as your payroll's really 55 or 60. Sweet. So he says, we're going to try to get better. We don't go into the offseason with a firm floor or ceiling we have to get to no matter what. I don't really know where the payroll will end up. But we'll have plenty of support from Chris Illich to make the team better. We just have to find ways to do it. Okay. Now, I have said to you, I won't go chair slam. Because that's not fair to Scott Harris, and it's not fair to the Detroit Baseball Tigers today on November 12th. But what I do reserve the right to do is tell you I get uneasy about something, or I have doubts, or I'm skeptical. And remember my rule on something. I don't think you can be any good at any job in media, whether it's news, politics, local community affairs, sports, you gotta be skeptical. That's part of the job. If you are without skepticism, you are a propagandist. You are a content manager. You just drink the gruel because you just don't know any better. You never ask to stop and go, why? So the Tigers are prioritizing a right-handed hitter and a starting pitcher. Cool. We all agree on that.
Yes.
No issue. Here's the interesting thing. Tigers are believed to be looking for short-term contracts in free agency. And away we go.
Yep.
Where have I heard that before?
Let's rewind the clock.
Wait a minute. I know where I've heard that before. Steve Bott. Do you remember when we did the show where this bleep hole said, I think the plan for the Wings and the Tigers is basically the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to spend big. And in hockey, you do have a cap.
Don't want to give out term.
They don't want to do term. Oh, now we want short-term stuff this offseason. All right, well, right off the top, you are telling your fan base, if this is true, one more for the people in the back, if this is true, you're basically saying, we ain't going to get nobody worth the bleep. Because no elite free agent is taking short-term. Mm-mm. Now, I have been an understanding person. See, I don't want them to spend like the Yankees or Dodgers. I know they can't. It would be financial suicide. I know they can't do that. Never asked it. I haven't even asked for a top 10 payroll. League average. That's it. Yeah. League average. I have thrown out players that I think are realistic. When I brought up Christian Walker, it was because I said, you know what? 2 or 3 years at $45 to $60 million gets that done. And I get a gold glove caliber first baseman who'll hit 30 bombs and help the kids here. But when you start talking about I don't want term, man, you're at the bargain bin again.
You're talking about reclamation projects. You're talking about injured players who try to rehab. You're talking about like the Walker Buellers of the world coming off of...
I'm sorry, Rico. No. Spinal cord. The Tigers are believed to be looking for short-term, specifically a starting pitcher on a one-year deal. Do you want to know how the phone call would go if you called Walker Buehler and offered 1 year? Let me help you. Breathe in deeply. Oh, but wait, it gets more. Second prize is the steak knives. So far, according to Petzl, Tigers haven't prioritized Alex Bregman. An AL executive said, wait, I'm not done yet. Let me fill my diaper. Quote, I don't think they're a year forward. I think they'll probably be pretty patient and build and try to be a monster over the next couple years. And when they're ready to push, really push. Then what are we doing? Because if I'm going to view what they did last year as meaningful and substantive and not just voodoo, and that Parker Meadows is really good, and that Riley Green is really good, that Kerry Bonds is unbelievable, then what are we doing? Quote, we're just in a much healthier spot as an organization, Harris said, noting 11 Tigers made their debut in 24. We have a lot of opportunity in front of us as opposed to big glaring holes that we need to address. Really? First base is a big glaring hole. Mm-hmm. Shortstop is a big glaring hole. Third base is a big glaring hole. Not having right-handed bats anyone cares about. Yeah. How about someone to help with Skubal? And I got to be honest. This is where I get nervous about things. When you hear this, oh boy. The Tigers like to boast about the future value of Class A position prospects. Like,
I'm not laughing at you. I knew this was coming.
Oh, Theron Liranzano, Kevin McGonigal, and Max Clark. The players are coming soon. Just not in 2025 or even 26, probably.
I'm just waiting for you to say the phrase.
Here's what an AL executive said. The hard part for them is the Skubal clock is ticking. If you're going to push, it's for that reason.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's the best part. According to reports, here's how I take it wasn't a competitive offer. A, in fairness to the Tigers, fair. Write that down. Fair. I don't ever expect Scott Boras to take the first offer. Fair. But when it's a non-competitive offer, here's how I view it. Just my opinion, not an accusation. Make sure you write that one down. Okay? I view that as a low ball. Mm-hmm. Fair. That's a low ball. So we've talked about it. Look, if you're not willing to go all the way and consummate the relationship with Scoobal now, then you're under the gun. If you're under the gun, you have to spend. If you're not under the gun, I would still encourage you to spend because I will say it to you again in the 30-year data sample I provided you. There is one outlier that did not have a top half payroll to win a World Series. The 04 Marlins. Okay? Go look it up. You don't believe me. You think I'm a rat bastard. Go look it up. So if you're going to lose them or you're going to do a staring contest with Boras, spend. If you are going to sign him, then my question becomes, well, why wouldn't I spend? Because he's awesome and I'm wasting his prime. Okay. So, Petzold writes, it's unclear if the Harris-led Tigers will ever commit to a free agent contract longer than 4 or 5 years. Well, then you're not getting Alex Bregman. Forget about any other fantasies that are out there. And again, if you don't like Bregman, fine. I'm not mad at you. Bregman represents something. He represents, much like Rico, all that is good in this world and virtuous and wholesome.
Well, thank you.
Bregman represents a legitimate World Series champion, veteran bat, leader, high caliber at bat guy who knows and played for AJ Hinch. He represents an idea. So I'm asking, and this is the name they gave you, okay? An AL executive cited Miami Marlins slugger Jake Berger, who plays third and first. He's under team control through 28. You'd have to trade for him. Here's what Harris said about the plan for third base. And I want you to tell me if a team coming off of a playoff berth with a payroll the better part of, oh, hell, I don't know, $90 million below league average should approach it like this. Here's the plan for third base. Quote, we could keep Vierling in the infield or he could play there with Jace Young. We could add there, and then Vierling goes to the outfield. We could do a few different things. We're going to find a way to thread a needle to find a way to get better without blocking the young players. Ha!
That was the phrase I was waiting for.
There it is. If you had block, we don't want to block anybody on your bingo cards. B43, you just sunk my battleship. Somebody get over to Gladys. I think she hit a bingo. Guys, it's simple. If you want to have a small market baseball team and you're happy with that, God bless. You can do that. But what you're not going to do, what we're not going to do, I am not going to, first of all, I'm not going to allow people I like Cookies and Rieger, to be vilified. Not doing it. Last year, they wanted Matt Chapman. Guy ended up being a 5.5-6 war player. They weren't wrong.
Could help the team.
Third base was an abyss for you. They weren't wrong. I'm not going to vilify those people. And what you cannot ask me to do, you can ask, I'll hang up on you. Don't ask me to change the way I believe you need to run a baseball team, which is, I think, here, write this down. Get your pencils, or maybe your little typewriters. Write it down. I think Scott Harris is a very smart baseball man. I do. I have never acted that like he's not. But there comes a point. You cannot be rigid in the approach and just get high on your own supply. This team made the playoffs. They have momentum. They have a young core. They have people we want to see play baseball who need a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. Boy, if I sign a hammer to go with Scoobal, not a one-year rental Lorenzen. If I sign somebody that I make Scoobal's BFF at the top of this rotation, Rico, World Series good, right?
Yes.
If I bring in a right-handed batter too, that is substantial. Don't. With this, we don't want to sign term stuff. That's how Kenny still has to watch Petrie on one leg, because they didn't want to give out term. People, I need to know where you're at. I know we just bolted out of the gate today. I mean, we are clear by seven lengths out in front. Rico is playing catch me if you can. He thinks he's taking it wire to wire, blistering fractions. I need to know where you're at with this. And while we will only judge Scott Harris by what he does, not what he says, in real time, we have a business to run. And I know some of you really appreciate running a business. So we have a business to run. And we're going to react to this today. That makes me nervous. And at a minimum, I feel disappointed. So I don't want to run a team that way. And frankly, I don't respect doing it that way when you're in a place like Detroit. Not Cincinnati. Not Tampa with a hole in your effing roof. Not Oakland Pittsburgh. When you're playing at a cow pasture in the California Expo. No.
Not Pittsburgh.
In a wonderful sports city with wonderful fans and a beautiful ballpark and momentum that we all are ready to end a 40-year curse of not winning a World Series. By Jove, if that makes me a bad guy, then I don't want to be a good one. So where are you at, people? Your fearless leader has spoken. Tell me what you like, don't like, believe, don't believe. React, do whatever you want. You want to have the Oakland A's? Go for it. I don't. 248-539-9797. Miss anything?
No.
Great. Super.
I was just waiting for the "we don't want to block the kids" line.
And Gladys hit a bingo. Bingo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.